Let's pray. Father, we thank you for that very first Christmas and ask that you would speak to us today and teach us of yourself and of the love that you showed us in Jesus. Amen. I wonder how your Christmas preparations are coming along. The list of jobs is almost endless, isn't it? The complications of arranging and organising family visits, planning meals, putting up decorations, buying gifts, writing and sending Christmas cards. I hope that our carol service here tonight is something of an oasis of calm amid the sea of jobs that you all have back home. These services are an opportunity for us to focus on the reason why we go through all of that. To celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, the good and perfect gift of his life, and the good and perfect gift of life we can all receive through him. Now, in my travels around the parish, I meet and talk to lots of different people, some of whom come to church regularly, some of whom don't. But most of them tell me that they pray. In fact, a recent survey performed just a couple of years ago for the Church of England found that about 4 out of every 5 people in the UK believe in the power of prayer. That same survey found that over 90% of young adults pray at least some of the time. In today's world, it's perhaps no surprise to hear that so many people pray regularly. I imagine most of us here today are among those who do. Whether we're concerned about the big issues of politics, or war, or famine, or disease, or whether our lives have been rocked personally by illness or the loss of a loved one, most of us decide to respond to these big events in life by praying. But what is prayer? Some people have called it the onset of madness, like talking to yourself. Others might call it the power of positive thinking, or the Christian version of mindfulness, although I have to say we've been doing it long before it became trendy. Some might say it's a complete waste of time. Why would God listen to me anyway? One of my favourite writers on prayer said that trying to figure out what prayer is or how prayer works is like using a magnifying glass to try and figure out why someone is beautiful. It's a ridiculous thing to do, because to try and do that is to miss the point of beauty. So instead of what prayer is or how prayer works, the question we really need to ask is this: to whom do we pray? Do we pray to some nameless, faceless power of the universe? Do we pray to our ancestors? Who do we pray to? The question is answered at Christmas. To some, it's scandalous, blasphemous even, to suggest that Jesus was God made man, emptied of his majesty, humbled by his own choice, and made completely human, weak and fragile, just like us. How can God be born to a young girl named Mary? How can God be a baby wrapped in cloths? How can God live at that particular time, in that particular place? How can God be born into such poverty that he needed to be laid in a feeding trough for farm animals? And yet he was. See, the Christian faith, it isn't really a philosophy or a set of axioms, things to believe. It is a story. It is his story, a true story, which invites us to join in today. Charles Wesley, in a famous carol, put it like this: veiled in flesh, the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity. pleased as man with man to dwell, Jesus, our Emmanuel. Jesus was a wonderful gift to Mary and Joseph. Like any baby is a gift to his or her parents today. But Jesus is also a gift to us. That word Emmanuel means God with us. Because that's who Jesus truly is. In Jesus, God came to live with us, as one of us. In Jesus, God says, you are not alone. Even when you feel it, you are not alone. Jesus said, for I am with you always. So the wonderful news of Christmas is that when we pray to Jesus, we are not talking to empty space, rabbiting on to ourselves like a mad person. Our prayers do not fall on deaf or uncaring ears. And that Jesus' gift of himself to us does not depend on whether we've been naughty or nice this year. The gift of meaning of Christmas has nothing to do with sleigh bells or Santa or sacks full of presents. The gift of Christmas is God himself in Jesus Christ. Pleased as man with man to dwell, Jesus, our Emmanuel. This gift, the gift of Jesus, takes a lifetime to unwrap. If any of you will be spending Christmas with small children, their presents do not take a lifetime to unwrap, do they? This gift does. But it's never too early to start. And so as you leave the service today, I'll be giving you a little card. And on that card, you can use, it's all on the card, you'll see. And you can sign up for some messages, either a text message or an email, to give you, over the Christmas period, some little thoughts to travel with you, to help you think about and explore what it means for Jesus to be God with us. What it means for Jesus to be the most wonderful gift that you could receive this Christmas.